U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State, Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist, watching Lancaster County and avian flu, bird flu, H5N1. Several weeks back, you will recall, Jim reported that in the Lehigh Valley, which is east of where Jim is, the Lehigh Valley, there were found 200 dead snow geese coming from the Arctic. Avian flu was suspected and confirmed. Following that, there was a farm show in Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania, and they allowed ducks and chickens in for the first time in a couple of years. No results, obviously, from that, but since then, random reports of bird flu and culling in flocks in Delaware, in Maryland, and there is the threat of thousands of snow geese who annually come through Pennsylvania in February from the Arctic Circle, the same place the dead geese came from. So, sending Jim out on a walk around the woods to find dead carcasses, because bird flu does not limit itself to avian. It also can infect animals. Maybe not kill them, but it's in there. We worry about it getting to humans, human-to-human contact. Nothing like that yet. One dead in Louisiana, but a lot of anxiety at the CDC and at hospitals everywhere. Jim, a very good evening to you. You're walking the woods. It's anecdotal, but did you find any dead carcasses of anything? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Now, quite the contrary. The animal population looks robust. We have flocks of Canada geese. I didn't see any dead or sickly geese. We have a population of at least 4 hawks. 2 big red tails. I've seen 2 Cooper's hawks, and my neighbors have spotted some other species of hawks. We have thousands, I think, of sparrows and bluebirds and other bird life. I saw no dead carcasses. I saw 2 young fox hunting voles. They looked healthy. Their coats were a glowing red. I saw a herd of at least 8 deer, and this is after hunting season. These are the survivors. So, and this is pretty much in a suburban setting. So there's no sign of bird flu yet, but there's reason to be afraid here, because beginning tomorrow, February, a mass migration of snow geese comes into Pennsylvania from the Arctic, a total of 400,000 birds, and 100,000 of those birds will nest 13 miles from Lancaster, in a place called Lancaster City, in a place called Middle Creek. It's a big reservoir, and the snow geese like to swim around there for a few days before they resume their flight to South Carolina. So it's the largest concentration of snow geese on the East Coast. Generally, it attracts thousands of tourists from Lancaster County, and state officials are so alarmed about the potential for a concentrated mix of humans and infected geese that they may close down the recreational area this year. So it would be off limits to look at the snow geese.
It looks like you have a confirmed case of bird flu in domestic poultry, a culling 50,000 bird chicken flock in Lehigh Valley. Is that connected? Is the reasoning that that's connected to the snow geese? It just happened.
Yes, it is, because They found 400 to 500 dead snow geese in Lehigh County a few weeks ago. They had been in two different quarries that filled up with water. And this egg farm is in proximity to those reservoirs. So it's quite possible, you know, that the snow geese could have left droppings, or for whatever reason, it's just assumed that the flock was infected by those geese.
We wait for more information about the culling of flocks, and we'll go to shopping, the way people are responding to the economy. Jim, you've been to Costco, the hay barn. You've been to Walmart's. You've been to the food stores, the groceries. And you've observed the Apple store. Let's start with Costco and Walmart's. What's the traffic look like? What are they buying?
Well, Costco was very moderate. And people are back to their pre-Christmas behavior where they're only buying the essentials. And I see them looking very carefully at the prices before they put the item in their carts. So I see people have become much more budget conscious than they were a few weeks ago. In Walmart, it was very light traffic and the same consumer behavior. A few odds and ends. People are holding up the items. I don't see any impulse buying at all. I went to a supermarket chain, Pennsylvania chain called Weiss. It was dead. The cashier told me it was slow. This is interesting. Every store I went into had no lines, had to no cashier lines. It was, you know, just go in and out. I went to a mall. I went to JCPenney's and another department store. And one of my tests for consumer behavior is if there's a lot of shopping going on, the piles of clothes that are neatly arranged in the morning look like your teenager's room by the afternoon. People pick through it. Well, there's none of that disruption in the stores. So, you know, to reiterate, people have tightened up. They're not spending as much. They're very budget conscious right now.
You had a conversation with the sentry, the guard at the Apple store. Who is he and what did you learn?
Yeah, he looks exactly like Mr. Clean. He was huge. He had been a Pennsylvania State Policeman for 25 years, and he's young. I would say he's in his 40s. So I asked him, I said, gee, do you have that many shoplifters here? And he said, well, you know, Apple doesn't expect me to stop shoplifters. We don't have many shoplifters, and it would only be small stuff. He said, I'm here to assist the staff when people's behaviors get out of hand. And I said, what? What are you talking about? This is an Apple store. And he said, you wouldn't believe how incensed some people become over the smallest provocation. So if they have to wait longer than they want to get service by the so-called Genius Bar, you know, to get a problem with their iPhone or iPad fixed, that sets some people off. If there's a technical problem that's just challenging to the helper, that can set them off. So the policeman is sort of a bouncer to try to defuse anger in the Apple store.
Apple reported good numbers. However, the street's been roiled. You watch it very carefully. The Deep Six excitement. What do you make of it, Jim? We've got 30 seconds.
The Deep Six excitement to me says that China really has surpassed the United States as an economic power, and we really can't put that genie back in the bottle. We can't contain them. We can't erect tariff barriers because they're first-class pirates, and you have to envy their ability, number one. And number two, China can't be the only country on the face of the earth that's stealing or pirating our technology. So the point is that the United States is probably falling behind China in a lot of areas. And the only way we can get back on top is to outcompete, not try to put a fence around China.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor, Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County, waiting for the snow geese and consequences.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.